Good morning. We also greet you in the precious name of Jesus. It's good to be here with you all. Seems like it's been a while since I was here at Providence and worshiping with you. It's good to see some of the familiar faces and some faces not so familiar. So. Got here a little late, but I happened to take in some of the Sunday school discussion. I appreciate that last song we sang, "True Evangelical Faith Cannot Lie Sleeping." I don't know if you thought those words or not, but they've been going through my mind. How many times am I sleeping? And when there's needs that are going by me, and I'm too busy, or I'm sleeping, or I got work to do. I got my own agenda. And I had been enjoying studying here in the book of Acts, how the apostles weren't sleeping. You know, when the angel told Philip to go to the way of the south, and he went. He went and ministered to that Ethiopian. Just powerful stories. And this morning, what am I doing for the Lord? Just a question. Well, that's not my message this morning. I do invite you to turn to Luke chapter 11 for a text and also maybe an introduction to the message. This is a part of the Lord's Prayer, and we might talk a little bit about a phrase in this prayer, and also we might go back to Matthew 6 as well. And I like to read Luke 11, verses 1 to 4, for an introduction here. So, Luke 11, verse 1, "And it came to pass that when he was praying," that was Jesus, "and that he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And we're going to just stop there. Now there's a phrase that stood out to me, a word I should say, that stood out to me. Jesus said, when you pray, say, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be his name." That word hallowed stood out to me. What is he talking about? Hallowed be his name. What's he saying? Hallowed be his name. Well, the word hallowed means, the Greek meaning is to make holy, purify, or consecrate, or sanctify. And I think what Jesus was telling his disciples and teaching them how to pray is, when you come to before your Heavenly Father, you're to hallow his name. And this morning, I trust that's why you're here this morning, to hallow his name. And when you go home and pray in your prayer closet, hallow his name. And children, that's why your mom and dad tell you, when you pray, you bow your head and you close your eyes. Because you, as we think about coming before an holy God, an almighty God, that we bow our head and we hallow his name. We close our eyes from the distractions that are around us, and we hallow him. Make him holy. We hallow his name, his worthy name. Well, that's not my message this morning, but that word jumped out at me. Verse 4, there's a phrase in this prayer that I really like to talk about this morning. Well, that's what I'm going to try to. And that is this. Jesus said, when you pray, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. So this morning, I'd like to talk a little bit about forgiveness. And the title of my message is just simply that, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Jesus said, forgive us our sins as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And this is a big subject. We could probably spend the rest of the day talking about this and probably scratch the surface, I don't know. But it's a serious subject this morning. It really is. And it's an important subject. And it affects everyone here this morning. It affects me and it affects you. Forgiveness. What is it? What does it mean? What are we talking about? What is Jesus saying that we're supposed to go to our Heavenly Father and we're supposed to ask Him to forgive us, but then turn around and forgive each other? What is He saying? What is He saying? Well, what is the meaning of, well, what does it mean when I forgive someone? What is the meaning of forgiveness? Well, the meaning is releasing the desire for revenge. Releasing the desire. See, this morning, you and I are made up of people that there's a nature within us that likes to take it out on revenge. When I'm hurt, or when I am mistreated, or when I am taken across, or I'm not, Jesus says, please let that go. He also says, letting go of resentment, of anger, and choosing to move forward rather than to hold back on past hurts. Forgiveness is simply meaning coming to the place and saying, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. It's a voluntary act. It's about letting go of resentment, anger, choosing not to hold onto something. Forgiveness, letting go. Something we all face this morning. Maybe here at Providence you'll have this problem. Maybe it's just what I deal with. Well, this morning I know we're all real this morning. We have to be real with ourselves. Having to forgive someone is something they have done to us in the past. It's what forgiveness is. You know, we all face, someone said something about us. Or maybe someone did something. And the list just could go on. You have your story this morning. And it's coming to the point where I say, forgiveness is saying, I forgive you. I don't hold you against you anymore. And you release it. And you don't hold it against that person anymore. You come to that point where you say, I let it go. And this morning, how do I get there? How do I get that to a place where I can forgive my brother or my sister? Or my dad, or my parent, whatever the list, whoever you want to fill in there this morning, any relationship, or whatever we have, how can I come to the place and say, oh, I forgive you. I'm not going to hold it against you anymore. How do I get to that place? Well, this morning, forgiving is not an easy thing to do, to forgive someone. I know I find in my own personal experience, it's not easy to forgive someone. Because especially what it is, or who it was, or who the person is, or how big the deal was, or what the situation is. And it's just not easy to come to that place where I just let it go. Let it go. And it's easy to think that it's easy to come to a place where I say I forgive someone. In my heart, I forgive them. But when I meet him again, oh, that slug of flash of memories come back. And I have to work it all, so I have to start all over again. It's also easy to forgive someone when both parties or two individuals can sit down. And you could just work it out and work to reconciliation, be reconciled. It makes it so much easier. But it's difficult when you choose to forgive someone when you have to do it all on your part. And you make great effort on your part. But when you meet that person and they bring it up, or there's a negative comment again, and it just starts the process all over. So often when we want forgiveness, we want the other person to make changes, or we want to see changes, or we want them to make the move to come back and say they're sorry. And in our hearts we'll say, then we'll start the process. Then we'll forgive. You know, they have wronged me, and it's I'm not going to forgive them until they do some moving on their part. Well, is that what our Lord is talking about? Is that forgiveness? Well, this morning, if you find yourself in these situations struggling to forgive, and you just feel like you can't manage, you just feel like you have these struggles, don't feel bad. These struggles are real this morning. They are. They're real. They are real struggles, and they can be so hard to work through. Life is real this morning. Different relationships can be a struggle. But this morning, we can't work through them on our own strength. We can't work through them on our own strength, but with the help of our Lord Jesus and our Heavenly Father, who is here to help us in these situations, who left an example for us to follow, is to forgive. That was the message of Jesus this morning. Jesus said when you go to your closet, he said you're supposed to pray and ask your Heavenly Father for forgiveness as you forgive each one another. Forgive, forgive. So this morning, how important is it to forgive someone? How important is it this morning? Is it important? Do we actually have to come to the place of totally forgiveness towards someone? Or how important is it to become a forgiving person? How does God look at this forgiving business anyway? How does God look at it from his perspective on forgiveness? You know, does he give any wiggle room for a little bit of unforgiveness in my heart towards someone? Does he? What does the Bible say about it anyway? Does the Bible have anything to say on it? And if this morning, if I choose not to forgive, that someone has been a real, I'll just say, a real pain in my life, and has hurt me, and it's very true, probably have, and mean to me, or treating me, if I choose not to forgive, how will that affect my Christian life? How will it affect? How will, even that I feel like I have gone the second, third, fourth mile, sometimes we feel like we just give and give and forgive, and it just seems like it's just, how will that affect? Well, you ever meet someone that carries a lot of pain that happened in their lives, and they chose not to forgive, and they just can't forgive? Ever meet someone like that? And you start talking to them, and it's stuff that happened way back, maybe 30 years ago, and it's like it happened yesterday, and it's fresh in their mind, and it's like you flipped a switch, or you got them going, I should say, and they're carrying a lot of unforgiveness, and with that is bitterness, and the whole package that goes along with unforgiveness. And you evaluate their life. Are they a fervent Christian serving the Lord? Are they happy and content, at peace with their lives? Usually not. They're usually a miserable person to be around. And it's usually, a lot of times it's usually about someone that they can't forgive and holding a grudge against their person. And if you're that this morning, you will not grow in your Christian walk. This morning, forgiveness is the key for spiritual success. This morning, you want to grow spiritually? One of the things is forgive. Forgive. It's the key for spiritual success. If you choose to forgive this morning, you make progress in your Christian life. And you are making progress. Why are you making progress? It's because it is God's way this morning. And it's the Bible way this morning. It is the... This is what Jesus taught and lived out and left us a beautiful example for us to follow. So what does the Bible say about forgiveness? How does God view about forgiving? What is God's part on this forgiving thing? We like to look at our part, but we also look at God's part this morning. And to get us to understand, to help me understand how important it is to forgive. When I stop and think what my Lord has done for me and has forgiven me this morning, it's just tremendous. Jesus said in Luke 11, like we mentioned here, Luke 11 verse 4, he said, "And forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us this morning." He forgave my sin and your sin. And if this morning, if you're here this morning, if you know you have some sin in your life, the Lord will forgive you. The Lord will forgive you. We could go back to Matthew 6, verse 12. Lord's Prayer, also in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said in verse 12, "Forgive us our debts." Jesus said, we are to pray this. Ask the Lord to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This morning, let me tell you, dear friends, this morning that God is in the forgiving business. This is where it needs to start. God is in the forgiving business. We serve a loving and a merciful God, and also a forgiving God. Dear friends, don't forget that this morning. We're so unworthy this morning to stand before Him, living pure and holy lives. And we can this morning because of what He did for us. He was willing to forgive me and you this morning. He was. And this is where it needs to start. I can bring my sin to the foot of the cross and allow my Lord Jesus to take them and wash them away by His precious blood that He shed for me. To the point that if I had never sinned, do you believe that this morning, brothers and sisters? And we could go to, I thought of the verse there in Psalms 103. And we won't read the psalm, but talking about all the benefits and blessings. It's the Psalm of David. Bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord of my soul and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. This morning, David is saying, there are benefits in serving the Lord. And this is one of them. With the many, many more we could talk about. And one of those benefits are that He forgives my iniquities. The things that I've done in the bypass. He forgives them. And what else does He do? Well, we could go over to verse 12. We could go over to verse 12. Well, I'll start at verse 11. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. So this morning He takes our sin and He removes it. He forgives it. Or can be washed this morning and He removes it. And He actually takes and removes them as far as the east is from the west. And He forgives them and He remembers them no more. What a God we serve this morning. I feel so humbled this morning. That we serve a wonderful God this morning. And this morning, I don't care what you've committed. I don't care what sin you committed this morning. I don't know where you're at in your journey this morning, but if you live a life of sin, He can take it and remove it. As far as the east is from the west, and remembers it no more. And if I fail again, or commit more sin, and you know how we do, it's so easy to live our Christian lives. We have our face toward Him, and it's so easy to get sidetracked in this world we live. And before we know, we have a human nature to deal with. And before you know, we turn our eyes off of Him toward the lust of the flesh or the eyes or the pride of life or the love of this world. And we find ourselves that way, taking our own way. Also, we realize this morning, we wandered off the path. And I can come back to my Heavenly Father, and He will forgive me. If I have a true heart of repentance, He'll forgive me again. Praise the Lord this morning. That's the God we serve. Jesus said here in Matthew 6, verse 12, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Sin is like being in debt. I don't know how many of you like being in debt. When you think of debt, we think of borrowed money, either from the bank, maybe from a relative. It's a sum of money. A debt is a borrowed sum of money that you have to pay back. You might made it a, if it's $100,000, and you might set it up on payments. And in every month you make a payment, and there's a certain date way out there in the future that the last payment, and then you're debt free. If you have sin in your life this morning, you're in debt. If you're living here and you know there's some sin hidden in your heart, in your life, you're in debt. And it doesn't matter how good you are, or how you try to be good, or act right, or say the right thing, or how good you know your Bible, you're in debt. And you're in sin. You're living a life of sin. And you cannot pay it off on your own strength or your good works, brothers and sisters. But we need to go to our Lord Jesus and allow us to cleanse us and forgive us. And He will make us become debt-free. This morning, we can come to our Heavenly Father, and He doesn't say, well, looks like we're going to have to put you on payments for 2 years, then you can be free of this. And this morning, I don't care how much, what I've committed or how deep my sin is this morning. We were talking about the other day at our school picnic how much the national debt is. It's like, is it 32 trillion? That's an astounding amount. It's not a problem for God. We're in debt. He can wipe it clean. Wipe us clean. Make us become debt-free. He will forgive us our debt. Jesus said, pray this, forgive us our debt. Do we believe that? It's just a short verse, a short thing in the Lord's Prayer that we pray numerous times over and over. But forgive us our debt. I don't care where you're at this morning, where your journey is, or what you committed. You can be free this morning. And that's a wonder, a blessing. Going over to 1 John. 1 John 1:9. Says this, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This morning, we're so unworthy to have our sins forgiven. Because of His great love for us, He forgave us. Also, what else? does he do? He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us. He forgives us, but he also cleanses us. You sisters probably like cleaning the house, cleaning windows. You know, you clean the front inside window, and then you go out and clean the outside of the window, same window. Or folds in, you can clean both sides. When you're done, that window is sparkling clean. That's how Jesus does to us. When he forgives us the debt of our sins, we become sparkling clean. Sparkling clean. That's what we look like when God forgives us our debt. Colossians. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Even the forgiveness of sins. Another verse that tells us that we can be forgiven through the blood of Jesus, through the redemption blood of Jesus. Also, Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, sort of the same verse. Forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. This morning we can be redeemed through his blood that he shed for the sins of mankind. And that's for you and I. According to the riches of his grace. The riches of his grace. Grace, grace, marvelous grace. Grace that our Lord pours upon us. The riches of his grace. It is God's undeserved favor and kindness freely given to humanity, especially in the content of salvation and forgiveness. The riches of his grace. It's something we cannot earn. It's not something we earn, but it's a gift from God, reflecting his love and generosity. This morning, thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you, our Lord, made a way for us. Talks about the riches of his grace. Riches. When we think of riches, we think I have a lot of money. And we think of something that's, we think of dollars and cents. But Jesus is, our Lord is, we're talking about his grace, the riches of it. You can't put a price tag on his grace. But it's God's grace that we can have our sins forgiven and we can wash and be clean. It's the riches of his grace this morning. Grace, grace, marvelous grace of our Lord. That he extend his grace toward you and I this morning. So you and I can be forgiven of this great sin. Psalm 32 verse 5. David said, I have acknowledged my sin unto thee. My iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. David found that out, that when he failed, he knew where he could go to. That was his heavenly Father. This morning, that's where we need to turn and realize that if I confess it unto the Lord, he will forgive the iniquity of my sin. Well, this morning, God wants to forgive sinners. Forgiveness has always been the part of his loving nature. God wants to forgive you and I this morning. And we don't need to come to the point in life, does God even want to forgive me anymore? Or is God's mercy and grace still? It is, brothers and sisters, this morning. He wants to forgive. He wants to forgive. It's his loving nature. And I can come to God and with my sin, and he will forgive. He will forgive me. Well, this morning, Jesus taught forgiveness and taught us how we need to forgive. This morning, I talked about how our Lord poured forgiveness on us. We were so unworthy for it. And this morning, can I grasp the forgiveness from God? And turn it, have that same heart of love and compassion. And have that same forgiving attitude that my Heavenly Father gave to me that I can show to my brother and forgive him his debt, his debts, his wrongdoings he had toward me. And Jesus says, if your Heavenly Father forgives you, he will forgive you your trespasses. Or we have to forgive our trespasses. Jesus taught forgiveness and taught us how we forgive. Peter asked him one day, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times? Is that well and enough? Overboard? He don't say in those words. Jesus said, no, Peter. Take 70, then times it 7. It's 490 times. And even when it's 490 times, that's still not enough. This morning, our Lord wants to, what I take from that is we need to forgive. Christians just need to live a life of forgiveness. That should be ringing from our lives this morning, that we live forgiving lives. The testimony of forgiveness should just ring out of our lives. Just forgive. And forgive and forgive. So this morning, the Bible, Jesus' teaching, don't give any wiggle room of any unforgiveness. It makes no room for it. And I know this morning that life brings pains and journeys, and it's so hard to come to the point where I can just say, I let it go. It's okay. Because it seems like they're getting the bigger end of the stick than I am. Or it seems like they're getting the better end of the deal. But it's okay. When I choose to forgive, and what it does to my life, and the blessings that come with it as a Christian, the life of peace and rest, and opens up to a world of beyond. Yes, there's so many blessings when I choose to forgive. I can just grow and walk with my Lord and grow in my walk with Him. It's just so often. Jesus taught forgiveness, but he also practiced forgiveness and lived it out. An example of forgiveness is just tremendous. I thought of his testimony there when he hung on the cross. Luke 23, verse 32. I'm kind of jumping into the... Jesus is there hanging on the cross, kind of jumping in the middle of the story. And when they were also the two other malefactors that led him to be put to death, and they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors on the right hand, and the one and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, cast lots. And the people stood him before, and the rulers also with him, deride him, saying, he save others, but he can't save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription that also was written in him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the others answered, rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. Then said he unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be in paradise. Jesus faced an horrible death of suffered tremendously. And we know the story. We just came through the Easter season. As he hung there, crying to his heavenly Father. And what was the attitude coming forth from Jesus' life? As he hung there on the cross, dying in agony and pain and shame, suffering, bleeding, dying, faced tremendous cruelty. Father, forgive them, for they knew not what to do. He could have cried out to his heavenly Father and said, bring justice on them. What did I do wrong that they are treating me this way? Father, forgive them, for they knew. They didn't know what they were doing. They looked like they had him there on the cross. They finally got a hold of this Jesus. And they were going to put an end to his life. And they were going to mock him and give him drag it out as hard as they could. Jesus said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They didn't realize that Jesus was giving his life for mankind. Forgiveness. Tremendous example of forgiveness. Another thing that stood out to me is the malefactor, the thief that hung beside him. The thief finally cried out, said, remember me when you're in paradise. What did Jesus do? He reached out and said, what? Verily I say unto you today, thou shalt be with me. And he forgave that dying man on the cross. That's our Lord this morning. He forgave us. He forgave. That was his testimony. Forgiveness on God's part is not a problem. He is ready to forgive me and my failures, even when I don't deserve it. This morning, thank God for his forgiveness. Thank God for forgiving you this morning. If you're sitting here this morning and you've been forgiven, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And that we would grasp this forgiveness from God and have that same, or live out that same forgiveness toward others. That's the heartbeat of my message this morning. Forgive us our debts. As we forgive our debtors. It's not that hard to say. It's not hard to do. It's very easy. But it's so hard to live out. Let's forgive as Christ forgave us. Let's pray.